Blog Talk Radio. I hope you guys can hear me. This is so, so good to me. I'm so excited to be here. This is Wardell Pastrini for Solar Records Radio, and I can't get you out of my head by Lakeside. Otis Stokes putting it down, right? Woo, that's my brother from another mother right there. And so thank you, Otis, for laying it down, my brother. What a great, great, you know, their group, Lakeside Bounce, were just like amazing, right? I mean, they were a funk group with these amazing love ballads that is just so good, because you go from being entertained by this awesome group that's just all over the place, that's filling up the stage with solar magic, right? They're up there just filling up the stage and doing their thing, and then all of a sudden they just break it down to something so good. Their ballads are just so good, and I was hypnotized by them. I was like mesmerized by them as a young man when we were on the road together, and because we would open up, Dynasty would open up the show first, and then Lakeside would come on after us. And I remember going out in the audience and sitting there and just watching their audience participation and how they anticipated, you know, the response to the moves that they were making on the show. It was just amazing. And I was like, these guys are really good. They know what they're doing. They're professionals. And so we love them. And so I would learn from them. Not only did I learn from them sitting there watching their shows, but when we had to share a bus together, sorry, I'm opening up my soda here. When we shared a bus together, Dynasty and Lakeside, and Shalimar, some of the Shalimar people had to come on, because Shalimar and Dynasty had a bus together. And then when our bus broke down, some of the Dynasty members went to and rode with Lakeside, and some of the Shalimar members, band members, went and rode with the Whispers, so we could keep the show on the road, right? And so when I was there, I mean, Team Iron and Otis really like shared a lot of information and stuff in regards to, you know, what the road is like, but spiritually as well, just as men, they were like trying to groom the next, you know, the guys that were younger than them. And so I appreciate them. And so I'm so grateful that Team Iron is a part of Solar Records Radio, just keeping the legacy alive and helping to, you know, just do what we need to do to just let people know how much we appreciate them around the world for loving the music that you guys bought, that we put together for you guys. And so thank you so much for blessing us and being a blessing to Solar. I want to also make sure I take my hat off to Mr. Dick Griffey for making this whole thing come together. I say this every week, and it doesn't get old because it's so real. It's so real because, you know, with him following his dream, none of our dreams, as far as, you know, what we did with Solar, wouldn't have came true. And so we have to be grateful. We have to reach out, and we have to say thank you, give him, you know, homage and respect and appreciation. And, you know, everybody bumps heads with people from place to place. And no matter what you do and who you are, just like in marriages, people who really love each other bump heads. We bump heads. So if you hear anything negative about Solar, you know, what goes on, that's normal, you know. But that has nothing to do with the music that was created through Solar and because of Solar. So, but people, of course, we're human beings. We're going to disagree, and we're going to, and some people tend to want to talk about those things with other people. Just think about it. In a relationship, when you're in a relationship with someone, if you have an argument or disagreement between husband and wife, what do? You guys try to figure it out yourselves, and then you move on. But once you open up that door and start sharing it with other people in the family, they will hold you back from, you know, they'll hold that. That's why I didn't like him, or that's why I didn't like her. I don't know why he married her, or why she, you know, this is the thing. That's why you don't just share. You don't share your dirt and all that stuff with others, because outside of the family, because, you know, people will hold it, hold you to it, and use it as an excuse for, you know, just being mean, straight mean. And so I just want to tell you, of course, Solar, we had our people, we bumped heads and disagreements and everything, but ultimately we loved each other. But we had the same disagreements that every other record company had, you know, people fighting about this, fighting about that, whatever it was. But you do that and you keep going. And that's exactly what we did. We continue to go and we continue to be blessed. So thank you for tuning in to Solar Records Radio, because every Friday on Solar Records Radio, we celebrate the sound. So let's get our whistles wet right here on Solar Records Radio with the Midnight Star as we kick this show off. Let's go, y'all.
Your love's intoxicating. Why'd I have to taste it? 'Cause it's much too good to waste it.
And yes, emergency. What an amazing journey. What an amazing time together with these guys. I mean, these guys were hot when I was still trying to figure out how to, what I'm going to do musically, right? Well, how am I going to, I was just, because their career had, was like going big time when I was in high school. I mean, they were the Whispers. They were doing things. I mean, they had stuff out way back when I was little guy. And so it was just so awesome in 1979 to actually go in the studio and record their biggest song ever, which was And the Beat Goes On. It's like a miracle, right? Like, what? What are you talking about, man? It's a miracle. It really is for a young man coming from the city of Philadelphia down in the basement, you know, practicing and wanting to be successful in the music business and not knowing how, just, you know, following his heart and letting people know along the way and telling the right people, and ended up getting blessed because of that. And to end up playing on the biggest selling record of the Whispers ever, which is And the Beat Goes On, you know, I couldn't make that up. It just happened, you know. So I'm so grateful for these guys, and so, you know, just being a part of their whole legacy, because their career completely relaunched itself when they signed with Solar. When Dick Griffey got a hold of these guys, because he was managing them before, but then when he decided to take care, you know, over their career in terms of, you know, signing them to his label and just, you know, basically laying out, you know, let's get the music, the right music for you guys. And so they were known as balladeers, right? They were known for all their ballads mainly. But then when they got with Solar, you hear this song in the background, Homemade Lovin'. Leon Silvers did that in 1978 before I got there. They were working their way up the ladder to Up Temples. And so fortunately for me, when I got there, you know, we were doing this song called And the Beat Goes On for another group. It wasn't even for the Whispers. But when Dick saw it, he says, gotta have it for the Whispers, man. Come on, Leon, I gotta have this for the Whispers. And Leon talked to who he had to talk to and made the decision to give the song to the Whispers, and the rest is history. And we have been all blessed because of that decision. We have all been blessed because of that decision by Dick Griffey and Leon Silvers. So just, you know, just some history right there. That's just, it's just a lot of moving parts when things go down, when it's a lot going on behind the scenes. And, you know, it was just an amazing opportunity for me to be hanging out behind the scenes. You know, what a gift, what an opportunity, right? Not knowing how big this company was going to be, not knowing what they were going to do, just knowing that I love music and I really want to be a part of this movement. I want to do something, and not knowing that it was going to move the way that it did. So, but anyway, this is Wardell Potstream for Solar Records Radio, and the song that I was talking about was Emergency. And when I come back, I'm going to tell you about that story. All right. Love you guys.
Told you it's matinee time. I done had a drink already. Yeah, well, you know that's the way it is, my brother. It is the holidays, right? And so, man, thank you so much, man, for coming on and stuff. I wanted to wish you a happy holidays, and I see you kicking it off already.
I'm kicking it off already. I'm always in that Christmas spirit.
Oh, man.
It seems we like each other more during Christmas spirit. You ever notice that?
About, yes.
You know, life in general. It's one of the happiest times. We seem to get along and reach out to relatives that we ain't even talked to in a month.
Right.
You know, and that's why I love Christmas. But I want to tell everybody, Merry Christmas to you and yours. And we got new music coming. Well, I got some new music coming, too. I want everybody to know about it. Go on my Facebook page and find out about it, and I'll be telling you about it soon.
All right, come with Carlos Green, man. We are so blessed, man, and we just want to also, you know, this is from Carlos and myself. I'm putting him on this from Solar to the rest of the world. You guys be blessed. Have a wonderful and safe holiday, and no drinking and driving, and just love on each other, like Carlos said. You know, this is the time of year where maybe we could put some of those things in the, you know, so those bad things behind us and move forward, because, you know, we never know how many more days we got, right? So we need to love.
You never know. We gotta love on each other.
That's
and I
want right.
to tell everybody my life motto is take care of yourself. That you're halfway there. If you take care of yourself, you're halfway to your destiny.
Amen. I love it. Well, man, thank you so much. We appreciate you. And you guys, this song is from us to you. You guys are our friends for life, and we appreciate you. All right, Carlos Green. Anything
thank
else
you, my that? Brother. You know, I'm going to tell you something you already know. I love you. And I'm going to, this relationship is going to go a long way.
Amen. God is good like that. Y'all heard that. God bless you guys. Let's keep this music going on Soulline Records Radio. Yeah.
my goodness gracious. Mr. Ernest Pepper Reed on that guitar. Make you crazy. It was a very special, talented gift. And you can ask anyone that know about Ernest Pepper Reed. Just ask, what kind of musician was he? What kind of guitarist was he? Oh, my God, that dude was so special. And I totally enjoyed recording with him on that particular song right there. That was fun for Dynasty. We had a great time in the studio. We were actually going someplace else. We were on our way to doing different things. And, you know, we hear so much from so many of you guys, the listeners and fans or whatever you want to call it, that they really, that was one of their favorite all-time albums, because we were going someplace. We were on a mission, and we knew that we were going somewhere, but we got sidetracked with producing everybody else and giving all our hits to other people. And they weren't our hits because they were created at the time we were working on other projects. So, but we gave hit songs to other people when we could have, you know, Dynasty, we had so much talent in the group that Leon did what he had to do. And it was like, we could go on the road and do that thing, but we're going to miss out on a lot of, you know, history making music. And so, he made a choice for all of us, and you know, I wish that we could have simultaneously, you know, been a blessing to Dynasty just like we were to the other artists. Unfortunately, that didn't happen. Dynasty got lost, and it's just sad that happened to Dynasty. But it is what it is, and you have to, you know, can't cry over spilt milk, even though we do and we really can, but the saying says don't cry over spilled milk. Like, we'll see. The reason why you came up with that saying is because a lot of us are crying over that spilled milk. But anyway, so but I wanted to also play that song, Kevin Spencer's, one of his favorite Dynasty songs there. And so but I want to thank once again Carlos Green from The Deal for coming on and, you know, just giving his love and give a shout out to all of the listeners and stuff. Much love. We got Solar in the house. So I did say I was going to talk a little bit about, what was it that I was going to talk about? Did anyone remember? Anyone? All right. Just checking to see if y'all listening, if y'all remember. Okay, so the song Emergency for The Whispers, I played that a little while back, and I was going to do that, but when I got on the phone with Carlos, I kind of like, you know, I had to deal with that real quick, right? And that was a nice gift to us. So thanks again, Mr. Green from The Deal. And he's got some new music coming out, and I heard him singing, man. I was like, whoa, this guy has a really nice voice. So what a beautiful blessing that is. Anyway, so with The Whispers, I remember we were in the studio, we were recording that song, Emergency, and Leon and I were roommates at that time. He had separated from his wife, Nydra, from Dynasty, and so he and I ended up getting an apartment together. And so we seen each other a lot, and I was like, Lee, I want to do this, I want to do that, and all this kind of stuff. And that's when he really taught me into being a writer. And go on and start writing songs. And so, anyway, so we went in the studio and we were working on the Whispers next record, which was after And the Beat Goes On record. And so I remember when we did Emergency, it felt really good. It felt there was something special about Emergency. And so we were in the studio recording it. And I we had to make sure we got the drum track right first before Leon could do all the overdubs. And so Leon was a stickler at making sure that I got my part right. And I was like, yeah, brother, the pressure is on. Get it done, Wardell. Do your part. Get out the way. And, you know, I was really excited about that pressure because I was excited about getting in the studio and punching Leon and fixing his bass parts. So it became a thing between him and I. Hit the pressure from him to make sure that we get this done in a reasonable amount of time before people start losing their energy. And I didn't know that then. I didn't know anything besides I felt the pressure of doing my part. And I would be excited to get in there and start working on Leon's part, because you know what that means? If I'm helping Leon with his part, that means the drum part is done. I'm done. I got my part done. And then we go in the studio and we work on Leon's part, and then Leon would work with the other guys on their parts. The engineer didn't do the punching as much because we were very, very, it was a communication thing, and you had to be able to feel, the groove as well as hear the groove, and therefore also understand the lingo, when someone's saying to you, right there, oh, right where you, you know, most of the time you could, if Leon messed up, or if the keyboard player messed up, or the person that's in the booth understood that and they heard that and they knew right where to punch in, it made things a lot easier, because we wasn't using computers back then. This is all let's get it done right now. And so at least, you know, we had the capability of cleaning up a couple of the spots that was messed up, so we would go back and punch in. So with Leon's bass lines, they were so intricate that I felt really bad for the engineers, because there have been times when they would punch stuff that it was like it broke Leon's heart, and that broke my heart just to watch him drop his head in his hands, because it was gone to magnetic heaven. Once the engineer hit that button, it's gone. And so, we didn't have a redo like everybody has now. It was gone. And so we had to redo the part and hope that the magic is still there. And sometimes some mistakes are great mistakes. Like, oh, that, man, I didn't mean to do that, but whoa, that sounds good. Let's keep that and move forward. So you can't, those are hard to capture again, right? And so so I would take over to so that Leon wouldn't have to have that experience, because I understood the lingo and I knew exactly where he was feeling that he needed to fix. And so I was playing the drums too, so I'm in the pocket with him. And so as, you know, the song is playing down and he's playing these intricate bass lines, there was a thing that I just kind of instinctively knew where he wanted me to go in at. And we would be staring each other in the eyes like, okay, I need you to fix that. Okay, Lee. Okay, I got it. Okay, you got it? I got it. Yeah, I got it. And to say that I got it and not have it is terrible. That is terrible, because that's a lot of pressure. And that's your boss in there. You're telling you got it. You better have it. That's all I got to say, is you better have it, because Leon wore his emotions and his feelings on his sleeve. So you could see that he was upset very easily. And, you know, especially about his music, not talking about anything in his personal life, but his music. I mean, that was his heart. That's his girl. That was, woo. So, and he's still the same way. Still the same way. So, anyway, that's part of the story. The other part of the story that I wanted to tell you about is that, so I remember... We came home and it was like a weekend and we were doing something, and some girl came over to the house and she was, I'm not sure, you know, what was going on. She came over with Climax, because Climax was over there sometimes too. And, I remember she was sitting on the couch, and then, and I walked in the door. I heard the song playing. Leon was playing, you know, the song that we recorded. It wasn't done yet, but it was, you know, he was playing just the tracks and stuff, and the backgrounds. And I walked in, and she goes, "Wardell." I go, "Yeah." No, that's not true. I walked in, and Leon said, "I can't believe it." And I go, "What?" He said, I was playing the song, and she goes, "Is that Wardell Potts playing drums?" And I looked at her, I said, "Really?" And she says, "Yeah." And I said, "Oh, yeah, that's me." She goes, "Yeah, I know your beat." And I was like, "Man." And then Leon goes, "Oh, boy, look at you." And it was good for my ego, right? I was like, "Oh, that's pretty cool." But I was just growing and learning. But people were, you know, really listening. I didn't know. I was just a kid. I'm a baby. And so that was something that was very special to me. And you see, 30, 40 years later, I'm still talking about it. So it was special. And I appreciate that young lady. I don't remember who she was. But anyway, it was all good. Well, anyway, are you guys ready to get back to this music? You ready to get back to this solar stuff? Oh, man, thank you guys so much. We have another hour to go. We are back on it again. So how about if we go and hang out with Miss Carrie Lucas on Solar Records Radio?
Yeah. at your command with each day and every night.
Just got off the phone with Mr. Fred Alexander from the original Lakeside. He just landed. And, you know, those guys are on the move, man. They are getting ready for something. I'm not sure if they're in Dayton or Pennsylvania, because he said he's going to Pennsylvania. And I'm like, what? Come on, man. It's my home state. Good gracious. I need to go home and get some of that good old home food. And yo, wait, this is Wardell Potts Jr. And you're listening to the Sound of Los Angeles Records as we're celebrating on every Friday, as a matter of fact, every Friday. My co-host Don Fleming is on vacation. Don, have a great time and be blessed. We really appreciate you, my brother. So enjoy. I know he was worn out yesterday from walking 8 miles the day before. Walk. I said, are you kidding me? I don't even want to walk 8 steps. Get out of here. I hate walk. I don't like walking. I'll swim. I'll get on the treadmill and run. But walking is boring. There's a lot of people that love it. It's just boring to me. I'd rather ride a bike. I mean, not run. I'd rather get on the bike and get going on the bike. And it's a different kind of workout for me. Different strokes for different folks. And so Don, I think he just didn't. I don't think he prepared himself for that, because he was wiped out. He's in the bed the whole day yesterday. I was like, but you're on vacation in the bed. You might as well stay home. Anyway, guys, I'm going to keep the music going. And we look forward to whoever. Anybody that have any experiences with Solar, you want to call in. The number is 646-668-8537. Once again, 646-668-8537. This is a live show. It will be converted to a podcast, but it is a live show. So feel free to call in and let's chop it up here on Solar Records Radio with your boy, Wardell Potts Jr. Thank you. All right, this is for my brother, Renwood Jackson, who wrote this song, You're My Angel for Dynasty, the soul writer. Man, what a great song, my brother. God bless you. And have wonderful, wonderful holidays. And Renwick, when I get in town, we're going to get together. So I'll be giving you a call, man. Beginning of the year, we got to get together. God bless you and thank you for writing this amazing song for us. We love you and appreciate you.
See, there's collectors bearing my phone.
just keep on and keep on and keep on loving. Wow, it's been a wonderful show. I've enjoyed you guys so much, and I want to thank you for tuning in today and being a blessing to us here at Solar Records Radio. Man, oh man, I keep on loving me. That's the song I wrote for the Whispers, and what an experience that was, just being a part of what they've been doing for so long, and being able to even get a song on their project. Wow, man, I'm so lucky. God is in my corner. He has been good to me, and I'm grateful for him. And so, guys, wait a minute. My buddy's here as we get ready to... What's up, Mr. Fleming? You're in the house.
Hey, what's going on, man?
You're awake.
I am awake, yes, I am.
It's vacation. He's on vacation. So how's it going out there?
Yeah, it's winding down. So, you know, got to get back to the real world Sunday. So I'm good.
Getting back. All right. Hold on. What's happening on Sunday?
I'm back at home.
Oh, guess what?
What?
Sunday, I'm leaving on Sunday to go out of town.
Where are you going?
I'm going to be up at the top of Texas instead of the bottom of Texas. I'm going up to Austin. I'm going to I'll be up there meeting with the record company, and then I'm going to stay like an extra day. So I'll be up there until Tuesday.
Oh, so, sweet. Know,
yeah, so it's just I actually like it up there. And the problem that I'm having is that Sunday is supposed to be really cold. Oh, man, I hate cold. I hate cold anything. So, except for a cold drink. I like cold drinks. But anyway, so how's it going? How's your trip?
I'm good. You know, like I said, it's been good. I just got off the trolley. So I was on the trolley, went into Chinatown, ate into Chinatown, and I am probably going to head. I'm letting my phone charge. I got back to the hotel, so I'm heading out to East Bay and do a little shopping, and then that'll pretty much be it.
I haven't heard the word trolley in so long. So tell me this. Is it a real trolley? Is it an electric trolley, or does it have bus tires on it?
No, you know, I didn't really just notice it. I think it has like those metal, like train wheels, you know,
yes,
with the little.
Yes. Yes, and it's connected to electric cable above it, right?
You know what? Not the ones that said they don't have those electric ones anymore. That I do have some for the T train. The
okay.
T train has them, but the actual San Francisco trolley, no, they don't have them anymore.
Oh, okay, but they still have the regular train wheels. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you know, to me that part with the wires up there, those are. I mean, I grew up with those in Philadelphia, but they were kind of busy. There was a lot going on up in the sky there, right above, you know, and going all over the city like that. That was a little busy, so I'm glad that they got rid of that. Maybe they went to some kind of, I wonder if it's still electric or are they using fuel now. I'm not sure. But anyway, so are you having a good time?
Man, good time is not even worth. I'm having a ball. And, you know, I've you know, got a chance to, you know, since I walked and I got sore, I got up and I started kind of, you know, yesterday I pretty much recouped. And today I got up around 6 o'clock this morning, Pacific time, which I guess 8 there. And I got up and we started walking about and got to the, because I'm on Lombard. And I went down towards, I went to go get some breakfast, and I went on this street called Van Ness. And Van Ness crosses this street called California. California is one of the main trolleys, those traditional San Francisco trolleys. So I took California on the trolley all the way down to Chinatown. And I mean, I ate down there. I enjoyed it, man. And
wow.
I took pictures. So it's I'm definitely
it was
a good, great experience.
Good trip, then. It's working out. I love it, man. I love it. I'm happy for you, brother. And anything else going on with you? You know, Carlos Green from The Deal called in today.
Oh, man.
You missed it. He was singing, too. He was singing a little bit, too. Oh, man.
Well, I'm glad to get a chance to talk to Satin Green. I hate I missed it.
I just got off the phone with Fred Alexander. He just landed. And I'm not sure if he just landed in Dayton, Ohio, or if he just landed in Pennsylvania.
So
I think he's going to Pittsburgh. I'm not sure. Some part of Pennsylvania they're performing in. I'm not sure which state they're going to first. So. But he just said, I just landed. I'm going to call you back. So hopefully he'll be able to get in. But we only got a few minutes left in the show. But it's all good. Fred, I love his story. So I can't wait to hear his story. Whatever.
Most definitely.
Yeah. So anyway, man, so you just be safe out there. Have a wonderful time. You know we love you and we appreciate you and we miss you. And we just pray that you are blessed and safe and keep your mask on, my brother. And
man, it's pretty much mandatory here. You have to you know, went to the Warriors game the other day, and you know, to get in, you have to show your vaccination card. And there's a restaurant like next to Chase Arena. You have to show your vaccination card. So you know, and I didn't really have a problem with that. So I understand, you know. You know,
safety.
The severity of this pandemic. So I just, you know, I'm just trying to, you know, just get in the fold and kind of do my part.
Yeah, they're having some big problems up there, the northeast corner over there. One of the states up there by Maine. I can't think of the name of the state, but it's the COVID is going rampant up there. And it's really sad, really sad. I just pray that people don't die from it. But it's just a tough disease because once you get it, you know, when it's severe, when it's a severe case of it, you just don't know, you know, how it's going to affect your body, you know, especially people that have, you know, if their immune system is, compromised.
Well,
if you have a compromised immune system, it's scary. So for everybody, you know, whether you're a believer or not, I'm praying that, you know, you guys are safe because it's, you know, I heard this is what's really frustrating, and I had to change the channel, but I heard a guy talking about everybody that got the shot is going to die soon, and I was like, what is wrong with him? Why are you say something that you don't have evidence of? You know, and so to put that fear out there like that and scare people is just sick. I mean, people like that should be arrested. You saying this on TV. It's scary that you're saying that about, you know, people that are trying to. They already, you know, everybody's trying to protect themselves, and you saying, "Oh, you're gonna die." It's like what? Like crazy. So, it's a political mess over here about this dang shot, and I'm just so irritated with it. But anyway, man, just thank you so much for calling in. And anything else on your heart you want to share?
No, I just wanted to, you know, thank everybody for you know. For all the prayers and you know, just wishing me a good time. I really appreciate it. I really am, and hopefully, you know, I'm coming back out here, God willing. I'll be back out here in March anyway. I got to head down to Southern California to see my dad. So, I want to thank everybody for all the prayers and wishing me a good time out here. I really appreciate it. And, man, just I will be back in full throttle next week with you.
All right, brother. Well, you know, enjoy tomorrow. Have a great time tomorrow. And I hope it's not too cold up there.
No, actually, it's about 57 degrees. The sun is out because, you know, we had a little misty rain for the past 2 days. But the sun is out, but it's still kind of cold.
Okay. All right, man. Well, be safe. God bless you. And thank you for calling in. And tomorrow, guys, on Solar Records Radio, we will be talking about with my wife is a autism specialist. We'll be talking about autism, and we're going to have a doctor on tomorrow with us, so tune in for that. She's Stephanie is awesome, so tune in and enjoy just for our own information. It's good information, and you use it as needed, right? So tune in and let's hear from Dr. Stephanie tomorrow on Solar Records Radio. All right, guys, you all be blessed and take care. And thanks to everybody that participates. Thanks, Greg, for your flyers and all your work. And Astrid, we're praying for you and you lost the loss of your auntie. You stay blessed, sweetheart. And Carlos Green, thanks for calling in. I love you, man. Appreciate you. And you all have a blessed Solar weekend, and we'll catch you later. I'll see you guys tomorrow, 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Health Talk. God bless. Good night. See you later, Don.
Good night, guys.
All right, good night.
Good night.